There are approximately 16 million battery hens in the UK alone, all of which will be going to slaughter by the end of the year when the ban on battery cages comes into force. With a greater awareness of food being ethically farmed and locally sourced, the UK is experiencing the largest revival in hen keeping since the Second World War. Around 700,000 of us now keep them at home, according to figures from the British Hen Welfare Trust. This is a rise of 80%. In 3 years. Emma Thomas has been to meet hen keepers in Gwent.
They've gone quiet now, so you wouldn't think they're in here, would you? Hello, girls and boys! Oh, yes! Come on!
Nicknamed Clucking Hen Palace, the first stop on my hen keeping tour is the back garden of a house on a residential street in Abergavenny. It's a maze of chicken dens and wooden playpens. Liz Sivright has been keeping chickens for 4 years and now has almost 50.
These are all my laying girls. You can't come out. Go on in. Come on. In. Lily, in. They're all named.
So what names have you got then in here?
So you've got Jessie, Bert, Truffle, Jade, Topaz, Rolo. But we started off with two and you just want more. And then you go to chicken events. And then my daughter then, Caitlin, was like, oh, that's pretty, Mum. Oh, we'll have that one. And that's how we've ended up with all of these. If you just had chickens free range, this would be sort of on the outside. But because we are thinking about predators, I want to know that they're safe. So we decided to build this enclosure.
After learning the hard way that keeping chickens can be an expensive and challenging pastime, Liz started a local poultry group, which has grown to nearly 100 members in the last 2 years.
When we started, there was nowhere to go and chat to other people about, you know, problems with chickens, because they can be expensive and you can make some expensive mistakes. Because it'll start off with, oh, just have some pretty little pets in the back garden, or maybe the eggs. Some of our members do for meat, although I can't do that because I can't kill my chickens. But there's a great surge at the moment because people want to know where their food is coming from. If you look at our eggs, the quality of the egg and the taste of the egg is far superior to what you get off a shelf. If your chickens are happy and are fed well, you get a good quality egg.
For Liz, hen keeping isn't just about reducing the cost of the weekly supermarket shop or being more economical in her food miles. Instead, it's a way of life and a much-loved relaxation method.
Right, come on then, you lot. Chick, 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 chick. When you watch chickens, they're very similar to humans in their behaviour. The male, the cockerel, he's in charge. The girls, you know, the phrase hen-pecked, that comes from chickens as well, because you're going to have a hierarchy structure going on. So you'll have the boss girl down to the last girl in. It's a fantastic hobby. If ever you're stressed, then you just come out here and sit with these, and they are so friendly that you just forget about what's going on around you and just concentrate on the girls. Shh! I'm talking! Jessie! Shh!
A few miles along the heads of the Valleys Road, Ebervale is home to a worldwide producer and distributor of hen-keeping products. Wells Poultry is run by three generations of the same family. It's a small business which all started 8 years ago with an unusual gift. Leslie Wells is the director.
It all started by accident, really. My sister gave my daughter two chickens for her birthday when she was 16. And at the time, I was absolutely horrified. We had a little terraced house. My husband decided, oh, well, I better go and knock up a chicken house. And then some friends of ours saw it. They were going to get a dog. They said, no, let's get a chicken instead. You know, it's quite good fun. And that's how it started, really. Eventually had to move, build our own workshop. We're making the actual houses, selling products all over the world. You know, we didn't expect it to grow as quickly as it has done. It's been quite amazing, really.
It's only me. It's open.
This is where Craig builds all the chicken houses. How many do you build in a week, Craig? Roughly?
About 2 a week.
We make them to order. There's about a 6 to 8 week waiting list at the moment.
A lot of people have a smaller house and they'll sort of free range the chickens. People have chickens in a small sort of terrace house, back garden even. It's getting more popular.
My name's Craig Andrew Shepherd and I build the chicken houses. This one's called a Sonnin Major. It's nearly finished now, actually. I'm just finishing off the nest box and then put a perch inside and it's ready to ship out.